Hey, I want everyone to take a woosah and just think. Some say thinking is not good, but we need to remind ourselves into which we're doing or the things that we are providing, and at least to thinking positive. Our minds are sometimes being targeted, because if our minds can be targeted, everything else is like, you know? So it's better for those to tell us what we're doing, the goodness we're doing, and that can help us, that can lead us into positive thinking. If not that, it can lead us into to keep going. And we need that. We need to think positive. If we could think positive, we could do a lot. Do we jot down what we're doing? Well, that's up to you. Jot down the things that keeps you going, that keeps you striving, that keeps you thrilled. Sometimes if we don't know, we get lost in confusion. And that goes back to tell you our minds are being targeted. How do we strengthen our mind? The more positive thinking, the better. That's all I can say. Because when we don't think better, it lead us into being hospitalized. So we need to think positive. We need to think enormous big thoughts that can lead us into feeling like we're winning. But you are winning. But we need to feel it. So we need to think positive. That's why we ask questions. But I feel like questions are not to be asked at this moment. But let's listen and watch the things that help us, the things that keep us going. The things that help us think better. It's hard, you know. I'm not speaking from a top point of view, because I know it's hard, and we all at one level when it comes to this, because our mind can easily be targeted and influenced. And it's become a difficult thing. We try to find our ways through music, through listening, and I believe listening is key, focusing is key. It's hard to actually listen to what someone's saying, and sometimes the mind makes you worry. Once you start thinking positive in every situation, you'll be okay. That's the only way I can say you can get through things. Just think positive. To think about what you're doing it for. You know, they say there's people out there that love you. Sometimes you need to hear from these people. So everyone's fussing at you all the time. It targets the mind and what you're going through already. It makes it worse. And we don't hear what we're doing. We don't hear what we're doing it for. you have an idea. Whether it's true. Well, it's true because it's your thought. That's what you think is going on. And it's true because it's you. That's what keeps you striving. That's what you think. But it is truth to it. When someone tell you something, next time listen. Take what you want and take what you want, what you don't want. If someone says you're broke, you don't listen to that. If someone says you got money and just don't know, now that leads to emotion. Doesn't that feel good? Even if you don't have it? So we need to be careful the things we say to one another. Now, even though I couldn't purchase it, I felt good about it. I felt good. Like, dang, I got something. Even if she didn't know, she left a good remark on you. And that's what conversation comes in to build us. To keep us striving, to keep us going. It's difficult, I know. Trust me, I know. Some people might never know. Some people don't know what you're going on, and when you go and see them, they treat you how they used to treat you. They don't big you up. Like, man. Come here, give me a hug. You? Sometimes they can't explain it. But it's okay, though. It's okay. It's all right. Let's remember the good times. The times family was together laughing, enjoying their company. Everyone was together. The times you went to the store for someone and purchased something and brought it back. Let's think about those times. Let's act like nothing's going on. Let's refresh our memory, our thoughts. I know it's rough. We in a rough place, a rough time. We ask for help and guidance. At this time, everyone must pitch in. Everyone must pitch in. At this time, I think I left my family in good hands and without pain. I left them without pain. To my highest potential that I could. I worked out, I ate fruit. I went places that they still can go. Was it painful? Yes. I led the way. People who are postal need to know. People who are postal, it needs to be done. That what I done need to be explained. But it doesn't need to explain because they know. So all you need to do is smile and act like nothing's going on. We're fine. We're courageous. We're strong. We got a good teammate. We got someone that's ambitious. We got someone that's thrilled. He's leading the way. Now let's refresh our minds and think our thoughts. Let's find ways to help him but not hurt ourselves. Let's be courageous and strong. Let's be mindful who we speak to, give information to. But let's show them and speak about the situation amongst ourselves. But let's be reminded at all times. We're in a difficult time, my grandma told me. At the time she told me, I was strong, but I was weak. But I was thrilled, but I was lost. Now I have an idea. Now I have a view. Now I know somewhat, but it's not needed to know. Let's watch the things that makes us happy. Let's listen to the music that makes us happy. That makes us courageous and strong. Do not suffer shock or be terrified. For I am with you. Wherever you go. So let's walk with confidence. Because he's with you wherever you go. Let's think positive. Let's change other people's thoughts. Some way, somehow. And this is not the time to speak to others. But this is the time to try to change others' emotions. Because our emotions is being attacked. Our mind too. Let's rinse our mind. Rinse your mind. This could be a rag of water. Cold water, whatever water you must. If you're thinking too much, let's take a break from the TV. Let's sit and just think, but clear our mind so we may think something else. We should have previously did the work so it can be shown when the time is right.